The operations of the Ghana National Lotteries and the myriad of problems in that institution has again come to the fore. Stakers and service providers have not been happy with the amount they receive as commission, while stakers are also frustrated with delays in sticking with the machines supplied by the management of Ghana National Lotteries. Radio Ghana finds out from the Finance Minister, Seth Tekpe, how he intends to address these challenges. He spoke to George Ankra.
You raise a very important point, and it begins with a single span, which has all the good intentions to improve productivity. But the personal emoluments for the public sector is paid out of the same revenues that we generate. And we have said that the configuration of the single span, despite the nearly 1 year delay to make sure that it is done properly, has gone beyond our budgetary expectations in the short term. Let me have because if you take the cost of the single spine for this year, much of the problem we are having is with the arrears that were deferred from the last 2 years and paid in 2012 so that we could focus on the migration. Once some of these arrears are paid, funds should become available to focus on the basic payment structure. And hopefully the employees like the GDC one that you mentioned and a few others, you know, will be paid. But the problem we have had is that we have seen our wage bill triple in the last 3 years, primarily as a result of the single spine. Some of the tripling for last year is, as I explained, the payment of arrears, which hopefully will not be repeated.
One important gold mine of government is the National Weekly Lotteries, but it looks as if the ministry has left this gold mine unattended to for some time now in terms of commission and the way the place is being run when you look at the machines and the contracts. What are you going to do about this gold mine so that you can rake in more revenue to take care of more employment?
It is not exactly that government has left it as you described, because government's focus is still on all sources from which we generate revenue. And as you know, the National Lotteries that used to be a department is now an authority, which means that it has been strengthened with its own board of directors and its management has been strengthened. What is happening is some misunderstanding with respect to its operation. And I think that is the important thing would be to pay some attention to these operational challenges so that the department can serve not just Ghanaians, but the very businessmen who work with the institution either as suppliers or as agents for the work that they do. So it is not being abandoned. It still contributes some revenue, but it has some operational challenges, as you just mentioned.
It will surprise you to know that when National Lotteries was running the manual system, revenue was increasing. But with the new introduction of these machines and the link they have with these telecommunication units, operations has become so bad and government is losing terribly from there. My insistence is, what are you going to do about restoring this gold mine to its position?
Those are the operational challenges that I mentioned. But you know as well as I do that the world is moving through an electronic age, and in many respects, electronics has matured in many places. When you go globally, the business of lottery, casino, and others have all moved to an electronic platform. So that is the way to go. And I don't think we should despair by comparing electronic systems to manual systems, which are laborious. I think what we have to do is to focus on the challenges that is facing the institution and its agency, you know, contract. This is part of the issue of contracting, some of which, as you mentioned by Excellency, myself and others, has resulted also in the judgment debt sector. So frankly, what one is saying is that in the course of operations, there are challenges, some of which tend to be protracted, but I think that we should focus on resolving them and not using them to stop the march forward towards implementing effective process.
That was the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Seth Tekpe, on the operations of Ghana National Lotteries.